Perhaps no issue has defined this election year as much as immigration. And for many Americans, their views on the issue come from somewhere deeply personal, their sense of themselves, their family history. As part of NHPR's State of Democracy Project, reporter Natasha Haverty brings us two immigration stories separated by 100 years and two continents.
This is Pam.
Oh, okay. I'm Pam Colantuno.
And this is Minata.
Hi, I'm Minata Ture.
Pam and Minata have never met, but they have a few things in common. They both live in Manchester. They're both moms. And the biggest thing they share, the thing that shapes both their lives and how they see the world, is the classic American immigration story.
I think that my story is not any different than other people's story.
Let's start with the heart of every immigration story, the arrival. Inside Pam's big house on Manchester's North End, the faces of her grandparents and her great-grandparents stare out from framed photographs.
This was the family that immigrated from Greece. This was my grandmother right here.
They immigrated 100 years ago.
Why do you think your family decided to come?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest with you. I don't know the exact reason, but I would assume that it was just one of those things that they said, okay, we're going to make a better life for our children.
On the west side of Manchester, on the second floor of a condominium complex, Minata's immigration story starts 4 years ago.
I was just looking for a better life.
She grew up in Burkina Faso, West Africa. She was the first one in her family to go to school, the first one to leave home.
For them, it is so scary going somewhere. Like my mom, she's like, I don't know how you can live there. I just decide to try.
And it was a big risk. She came over alone. She barely spoke English.
So it was like if you get lost. That is the feeling that I had the first time that I got here.
That feeling of getting lost, it's something Pam doesn't think her family went through when they arrived. They joined a whole community of Greek immigrants already settled in Manchester. We decide to drive across town to that old neighborhood.
This is where my parents grew up. This is the foundation of where my family came.
But almost as soon as we get there, Pam doesn't recognize it.
Some of these houses are in shambles. And here's somebody just hanging around during the course of the day.
It's still an immigrant neighborhood. The people are from different countries now. At the Beach Street Elementary School, a few blocks from Pam's grandparents' old house, kids speak more than 30 different languages. But for Pam, the difference between what she remembers and what she's seeing goes deeper.
It's just not the same. It really, to me, I see a different Manchester, just in this general vicinity. Graffiti. There's no pride. There's no, like, I'm going to take care of my yard. I'm going to have green grass. The streets were clean. There was a village, what they call Padeia. There was a village watching out for one another.
Padeia, that Greek word Pam's talking about, it's the idea of how a culture cares for its own, a kind of support system that Minata hasn't really found since she came here. She misses the community she had back home.
Because in my country, we are all together. You don't need to call before you knock on his door. You can just take your kid and give him to your neighbor because you have to go here and you have to do this, you have to do that. So it is not the same thing. It is not the same at all.
So far, nothing in the U.S. has quite replaced the community Minata had back in Burkina Faso. But the version of community that Pam remembers doesn't seem to exist for her anywhere. The longer we spend in her family's old neighborhood, the more upset she gets, until her thoughts turn to how the U.S. shouldn't be letting any more immigrants in, at least for a while.
But why does everybody want to come here? Everybody wants to come to America, but we're also enabling, they have a responsibility to our country, and it's just not making a buck and then sending it home, which I know many do.
Making a buck and sending it home, that's also part of the classic immigration story, including for Minata. Within a year of getting to the U.S., she started working full-time as a licensed home nurse.
I'm able to have a nice apartment, I will say, my own car, and I'm able to help the other member of my family.
And 4 months ago, she had a baby and named him Abdallah.
I'm so happy about that. I'm offering him what I didn't have. And it's feel good being a mom and knowing that you're giving the best that you can. It's going to be a good place for me to raise my kids.
The birth of her son really made Minata feel rooted here. But she says there are times she deals with people who want to make her feel like she's not a real American.
When they listen to you and they know you are not from here, they want to make you feel like you are not inside. You know what I mean?
But now that she's mastered English, she says she's fine.
Because now I know how to be nice and how to be rude. What I can do and what I cannot do. What I should accept and what I should not accept.
Back at Pam's house, surrounded by old pictures and frames, she points to the past, to her family's immigration story, as the way she finds her identity now.
When you're going through some personal struggles and you're wondering, where's the strength? I'll look at my grandparents' picture all the time and I'll just think of the fond memories. That's why I have them out. The memories are so strong. The traditions are so strong. You're connected. You're so connected.
And that sense of connection, for Minata, it's not so much about where she came from as where she is right now and where she's going.
I don't know a lot about America, but I know we all immigrant. Even those that are saying that we're bad, they immigrant too.
Minata says now nothing politicians say can really hurt her.
You know what I'm really happy about? My son can be a candidate one day too. Because he's an American like Trump, he's an American like Hillary Clinton, he's an American like Barack Obama, he's an American like you, like everybody. I can be outside, but not him, because he was born here and he's American too.
For NHPR's State of Democracy, I'm Natasha Haverty.